The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
If you're like me, then this whole clocks go forward, fall forward, spring back. I don't even know the rules anymore. I know it's actually really annoying. But what do you think? Because the European Parliament's Transport and Tourism Committee has backed plans to end the biannual clock change from 2021. It was proposed that the clock change on the last Sunday in March 2021 could be the last one for EU countries that decide to permanently keep their summertime. To discuss this, I'm joined by Deirdre Clune, who's an MEP for the South of Ireland, and Harold Kingston, who's a dairy farmer. Deirdre, I'll start with you. Why is it a good idea to have a single time the whole year through?
Well, I think probably for the exact reason you said, because of the inconvenience of it and the trouble that it is it upsetting to have it twice a year? Well, you spring forward and we leap back. So,
Would it lead to darker winter mornings?
Well, it depends on whether you remain in summertime all year round or wintertime. I think there's two questions here. One, do we want to stop the changes completely? And I say yes to that. But and two, then, do we want to remain in summertime, which we're going to be in at the end of March now, or do we want to just leave it at regular time that we have at the moment? So they're the questions. So if you decide, yes, you're going to change, well, then the question for individual member states will be, well, what time do you want to remain? And in fact, Finland have had this discussion, and they've decided that they want to stop the changes and they want to remain on winter time. That suits them.
Okay,
the point at the moment is last summer, the Commission produced a proposal to say they want to scrap clock changing altogether, and member states should look at it and see whether they want to go wintertime or summertime. And the way legislation works in Europe is it has to go through the Parliament, which it has done, the Transport Committee, and yesterday they voted to approve that we would move forward and introduce and stop the clock changing from, well, that member states would decide by next March, and then by March 2021 then would be the whole thing would be completed, having consultation, of course, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to bring in Harold Kingston, who's a dairy farmer in Cork McSherry, County Cork, and he's also the Cork chairperson for the Irish Farmers Association. Harold, dairy farming, you don't really get a break, so do the clocks moving around matter to you much?
In terms of actual physical working, it doesn't make that much difference for the mornings, because like if you're starting at 7 o'clock, it doesn't matter whether it's wintertime or summertime. During the winter, you're going to be in the dark anyway. Mm-hmm. So look, the things have moved on in terms of technology, the types of torches we have. I have a headlamp now that's probably as bright as the torches I would have used originally. So you know you'll be able to manage easy enough with dark mornings. Likewise, you know, vehicles, everything has lights, and so, you know, you're going to be inside in buildings for most of the winter mornings anyway. I'd actually prefer to have the extra hour in the evenings myself, because if you're stuck in a job, you want to be able to finish it. And likewise, for events happening in the autumn, I think it would be very useful to have that extra hour of daylight rather than having to have floodlights on pitches and so on.
I want to put something to you both. 40,000 people die every year in the EU due to road traffic accidents. And travel safety has been shown that there's 60% less traffic when it's dark, and yet it accounts for 40% of the fatalities, low light being one of the primary causes of it. If we go for a darker morning, do you think that will impact on the death toll on Irish roads?
Well, I've looked at some study. There have been study in the UK on this, and actually the majority of accidents happen between the hours of 4 p.m., like 1,600 hours to 7 p.m. So if you have
in
more
terms of fatal accidents or just accidents totally, because obviously I'm talking about the ones where people die, is it not just
well,
the ones where people have fender benders?
I just know that the study that I read, a report on the study that said most accidents happen in those times. So the more light you had, the better chance you had of reducing those accidents. And I think we've had a lot of hearings and discussions on this, and one of the real reasons that it would be of benefit is the effect on your biorhythm, as you know, the different changes, the effect that can have, and also on your mental well-being and wellness. People feel actually the more light they have, and we know that ourselves, you feel better. So if you had more light at the other end of the evening, it would be of more of benefit, particularly to elderly people and those that are confined to home. So I think all in all, you know, I'd be like Harold. I prefer the light in the evening to stay with summertime. But nonetheless, there is also a consultation that Charlie Flanagan, Minister for Justice, has initiated last autumn, asking Irish people what they would prefer. So I haven't seen the results of that, but I'd be interested to see what that is.
Okay. And Harold, I'd like to go to you with the next question. Obviously, you're in Cork, so working around the border might not be high on your list of concerns. But the fact is, there are a lot of farmers who are working close to the border. We could face a situation where the north of Ireland is on a different time zone than the Republic of Ireland.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you look at it in terms of working as a European bloc, the big worry I have from what you're just talking about there is that individual countries taking decisions, and you're going to have, you know, whatever about east-west divides, you're going to have north-south divides then as well if one country decides to opt for wintertime and another decides to opt for summertime. You know, it's going to be very difficult to work with that. We currently have, three time zones across Europe. And now I know in terms of dealing with working with the island of Ireland, it would be very difficult to deal with a situation where you have different time zones, because you have, I was watching a program last night where there were two girls that were walking across the bridge from Donegal going to school in the north. You know, it's going to be very difficult to actually physically work with that. But I do know as well that, you know, if you're waiting for UK to actually make up their mind on something as fundamental as Brexit, I think this is going to take forever wait for them to make up their mind on this one. You know, we're going to have to make our own decision. I think we're going to have to drive this that you know, going to get rid of the clock changes is definitely the right direction. Personally, I think for the island of Ireland, it would make sense to go summertime, because we are actually being slightly farther west. It would make sense. You'd have more of your working day as part of the daylight hours. So it would actually make sense from that point of view.
Deirdre, who ultimately is going to make the decision on this?
There are three. To any piece of European legislation, the Commission proposes it, the Parliament has to agree it, and the Council, which would be the Member States, have to agree it as well. So the Commission wants it to happen. Now, they had wanted it to happen this side of the elections. That's not going to be the case. But so they're in favour of it, following an overwhelming response to a consultation they had from European citizens. And the Parliament, the Transport Committee of the Parliament, has agreed it. I expect by the majority we had yesterday that the Parliament will agree it as well, and then it's a matter for the Member States. But there will have to be some coordination in this. And I mean, the point about the border between Northern Ireland and the South is very relevant. But I'd make the point that the UK members yesterday voted to stop the clock change. So that's one point. So they're in favour of banning the changes altogether. And the second is then you move on to say, well, which time do you want to stay on? And this is to be a pragmatic solution going forward, that neighbours and those that do a lot of business with one another would certainly remain in the same time together. And that's where the coordination mechanism will have to come into play, and will do. But if we're going to, if we're going to scrap the clock changes, we have to go down that route. And I think most people do want to do it, and scrap the inconvenience of it and the fact that it's upsetting twice a year. We accept that point. So now the next question is, which time do you want to stay on?
Okay,
it is like this is the vote yesterday was actually one step forward. We're moving away from consultation and implementation or impact assessments. We've moved on now, and there has been a formal agreement. So it's getting close. It's one step closer.
So everybody is used to the idea that if you go from east to west, the time changes. You know, you go from America to Europe, you're flying into a different time zone. But I don't think anyone is ready for time zone changes when you go directly north along lines of latitude. And depending on how people choose, could it be a case that you have all different countries choosing different times? And if it's based on this idea that you said of going with the time that your neighbour thinks is best, what if we then decide to go with the UK time? And that means that the children in the west of Ireland are going to school perpetually in the dark.
What if we decided, or what if the UK decided to go with our time? I think the UK are going to be outside of Europe, so it'll be in their interest, to ensure that they're in the same time as their neighbours. But that is.
But we're the smaller neighbour versus the rest of Europe, aren't we, Deirdre?
To have to be put in place, and that everybody recognises that is going to happen.
Deirdre, we're the smaller neighbour versus the rest of Europe, so you think they'll side with us?
Well, if everybody decided to remain on summertime, if we had 100% agreement, then there would be no change. We'd have the same relationship, you know? So Okay. I mean, that is a matter for the member states to work out, and maybe it could be a pragmatic solution that we will decide to remain at the same time you write with them. But, you know, that is the process that we have to go through, it is going to be a challenge. I accept that, but I'm convinced that the overwhelming wish is to scrap the clock changes, and from that then will fall the rest.
Harold, is there any official line from the Irish Farmers Association on this?
Yeah, we consulted with our members, various committees, did a kind of brief survey. There was nothing definitive in terms of deciding between whether you wanted to scrap the times or not. But there was a definitive tendency towards summertime being better than wintertime if we did move away from scrapping the clock changes. You know, there were no specific figures out of it, but it is definitely indicating that summertime would be preferable to wintertime if we were to scrap the changes completely, and it looks like the changes are being scrapped. It's not something that's going to be a massive row and you know, generational row over. It's something that has to be worked out in practical terms, and I'm delighted to hear Deirdre saying, you know, that it's going to have to be coordinated. Because simply just, you know, having individual countries making individual decisions on this would be completely against the way that cooperation is happening in Europe at the moment. And we can see how Europe is sticking together and working together on dealing with Brexit. And I think it's very important that we actually have a coordinated approach to this, so that you don't have a situation where you have maybe 4 hours of time differences across Europe as opposed to the 2 hours of time difference at the moment.
Well, I don't know about you, but I like the sound of summertime better than wintertime, but
absolutely,
simply because of how it sounds in the sentence. Nothing beyond that.
You were listening to...
Okay. You were listening to Deirdre Clune, MEP for the South of Ireland, and Harold Kingston, a dairy farmer from Cork and chairperson of the Irish Farmers Association.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.